Hosking.
7:25. Just a note, if I could, of some clarification for you this morning at the risk of, I'm sorry, boring listeners to death outside of Auckland. You may be aware the Herald and its papers have made a bit of an issue over the fact that I, well, they think I do anyway, work for Sky City. And they've been doing this for a couple of weeks now. Indeed, they inquired again yesterday after I interviewed the Prime Minister over the convention centre, and they wondered why I didn't flag a conflict of interest. The Herald seemed fascinated by this. No one else is, of course. But in very simple terms, the reason I didn't flag a conflict of interest is because there isn't one. I don't work for Sky City. Certainly, I've done some work for them, but then I've done some work for lots of people. That's actually how I make a living. I do some radio, I do some TV, I do some MC work, I do some speaking. The issue of conflict of interest in theory, and I emphasise in theory, is potentially there every day and every week and every year, but in reality, it virtually never crops up. It's also important to point out that even if I was working for Sky City, I would happily flag the fact. In fact, last year, when I'd done a bit of work for them, and the convention centre happened to be announced, I wrote an editorial supporting it, which, by the way, I still do. And I mentioned at the time I had a small interest with Sky City. No one responded, no one mentioned it, because then, like now, no one cares. But I thought it was the proper thing to do. And even if I worked for Sky City this morning, or anyone else, at no point would that ever, by influence, change a question line or alter my view. I take my role, responsibilities and reputation extremely seriously, and it's important for me to know that you know that as well. In my experience, the large part of what the Herald papers write about me is embellished, and sometimes it is literally invented. I try largely to ignore it because life is too short. But they also claim, for example, TVNZ banned me from dealing with Sky City stories. Not so. That was another example of the Herald adding two and two and coming up with, you know, I don't know, 39. I don't have a deal with three car companies, as they've claimed, and they know I don't, because I told them I don't. Yet that didn't seem to stop them printing it. So next time I talk to the Prime Minister about the Convention Centre, or indeed argue the Convention Centre is a decent idea, let's be clear. I don't work for Sky City, so there is no conflict of interest. Ironically, I'm emceeing for Heston Blumenthal this Saturday week. Is there a conflict of interest there? Is there some problem with that? I don't know. Anyway, so Heston Blumenthal is going to be on the program, and we'll talk to him about his book and his show. But anyway, more importantly at the moment, is you can take a photo of your food, and then you upload it to the Newstalk ZB website, and if we like it, we'll give you the book. That's on a daily basis, and if we really like it, if we think it's the best, we will let you cook with him. So do that today, newstalkzb.co.nz.